We are now going to be joined by Paula Bug, committee chair from the Tempe Coalition. You can obviously check them out online, tempecoalition.org, or give them a phone call, 480-858-2300. They are extremely helpful. They're here for you. They're in our community, and they're a resource if you're having issues with drugs, alcohol, depression, anxiety. Reach out to them. They will absolutely guide you in the right way. Paula, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I am doing great. How are you guys?
Can't complain. You and I did speak a little bit yesterday on the phone, so it was really good talking to you and kind of getting to know you a little bit. I do want to ask you a little bit about what your role is with the Tempe Coalition, being the committee chair.
Well, that is a good question, Andy. So my exact position is actually I'm the chairperson of the coalition. So that is something that most coalitions always have, most boards always have. So there's a chair. We just kind of created a new leadership structure within the last 2 years for the Tempe Coalition. So that includes a chair, a vice chair, a secretary, a treasurer. And then we have committees within the coalition, and each one of those committees are managed and directed through co-chairs.
So would you say that, what is your main mission, you personally, with the Tempe Coalition?
Well, my main mission is to try to help coordinate and lead and direct as much as possible through the executive committee and then all the committees that fall under that or within the coalition, as well as to help organize and lead the coalition meetings that we have monthly for all the different coalition members.
So what are some of the organizations and events and things like that that you do set up?
Well, we work with everyone in the Tempe community. So the different events that we have some annual events that we've had going on for many years. We have some new ones that we're trying to help initiate and kick off, working with other coalitions throughout the entire state and other nonprofits. But we have lots of different education, information, resources that we offer throughout the Tempe community. And anyone who has any kind of an interest or any kind of involvement in Tempe. You don't necessarily have to be a resident or have a business in Tempe, but we offer, again, lots of different information, education opportunities, and resources for everyone within the Tempe community.
That is the voice of Paula Bug, committee chair from the Tempe Coalition, joining us here on the program.
Paula, this is Mike Wilson, and you know, as a former teacher, I in dealing with kids that come from tough situations and family situations, what you guys do is really, it's just really special to my heart in terms of the services you provide. But my question is, what are some of those educational opportunities that you provide through the Tempe Coalition for kids, for parents, those kind of things?
Well, we have many different education opportunities based on the fact that we've all had to kind of shift. Pivot, I think, is the key word over the last couple, 2 to 3 months with all of our situations. And so before we would offer different, so many different members of the Tempe Coalition have their own organizations. So obviously when you sit on a coalition, for those that are familiar with it and for those who aren't, almost every single member of a coalition is there on a voluntary basis. So they already have other income, I guess is the right way to say it. They're already working for other organizations or agencies, but they all seem to share. We all come together. We have different initiatives, but we all come together with the same focus on helping our Tempe youth live their full potential. So we all used to go out and do presentations in high schools, middle schools, come up with different opportunities to connect in with the younger, even elementary and so on. But now, again, we've had to all shift and kind of refocus, redirect our focus, I guess is the right way to say it. So now we're offering a lot of, obviously, Zoom meetings, Microsoft Team meetings. We're offering virtual We call them lunch and learns before. Now we're calling them link and learns because you can click on a link and join the meeting. So we offer education to youth, educators, parents, community leaders.
Paula, let me ask you, what are you noticing as far as some of the feedback that you're getting? Because you just mentioned something that kind of obviously got my interest going when you said we're all going through this incredibly difficult time. But what are some of the changes that you have seen just through the last couple, 3 months?
Well, obviously, the main concern we have, I'm not going to go ahead and state that we've seen this happen,
okay,
but our main concern is trying to be prepared and ready in case there are teens. Teens are maybe our main focus, so 12 to 20-year-olds. Our main concern is that these teens that maybe would go to school on a daily basis because school might have been their safe haven,
mm-hmm,
have now been, you know, sent to stay at home and maybe not in the most healthy environment or situation. So our main concern is to be prepared and ready to go to help assist these teens, make sure they know that there's resources out there they can go to, they can reach out to, even if it's just to talk, you know, for the socializing, or to reach out and know that there's a safe ear listening on the other end, as well as to educate parents as much as possible. So the thing we've, as far as communicating with their teens, trying to understand their frustration or their anxiety that they might be having from going from seeing 25 to 30 of their friends every day to none.
Right.
And just relying on social media to stay connected, which could lead to more maybe mental health issues that would be a concern for us. So we haven't seen this happen necessarily, but we are doing everything. We're meeting more often. We're coming up with new initiatives and trying to connect with more, you know, individuals and organizations that handle this type of situation so that we can offer both our youth and our parents and even our educators more resources and help give them information on how to get through this time.
That is the voice of Paula Bug, committee chair from the Tempe Coalition, joining us. Hey, my next thought is, and we talked a little bit about this yesterday, the conversation. How does the conversation start? And if people are afraid to have the conversation when they need help, what can you say to urge them to go in the right direction?
That's a very important and impactful and yet scary situation all at the same time, right? So it's very difficult for the majority of us to take ourselves out of the role that we've been playing in a family situation, an educator situation, whatever that might be. So we do have links on our website that they can go to. We have many different resources that they're able to connect to that we could provide them information, contact information on. So, again, it goes back to those pretty much three main categories of where the conversation's coming from, who it's coming from, who it's going to. And so that would be the educators, the parents, the youth. And I think the main thing that all of them keep in consistent pattern would be that you need to try to take yourself out of that role and to listen without judging. You need to treat that person with dignity and respect. You need to first identify and acknowledge that there might be certain patterns going on that you would say maybe this person needs to get help, or maybe I need to be the one that starts talking to them to bring that out so they even acknowledge that you might need help, the signs. And you need to always make sure you talk to them. Both of the individuals need to be in a very sober and calm place. And you need to understand that person might not be ready and willing and ready to come out and talk on their own. So you have to find conversation starters that show them that you're actually interested in hearing what they have to say and then listening again without judging.
Paula, this is Mike again. And, you know, these kids, especially in the Phoenix area, they're going to be going back to school here in the next, you know, 6 weeks, 8 weeks. What are some things that you would tell the teachers and other educators to look for as these kids come back if there is a problem?
I think the main thing that would help, and a lot of these educators are very well trained over, you know, experienced and trained over the years, and can identify certain signs very easily. We are very fortunate in Tempe where we do have health and wellness coaches in our high schools, as well as amazing counselors that have been there for quite some time and have been trained very, very well, so that they're able to, I think the main key would be just open communication, be ready to read if a teen comes back that was a great student before all this happened and very dedicated and focused, and they come back and they don't have those same characteristics right away. I think that's a very important sign to kind of look out for. And then to always make sure that you're in a good relationship with one of those counselors or one of those health and wellness coaches, or have a resource. Like there's many other nonprofits that are in our Tempe middle schools and high schools on a regular basis that can connect with those kids and talk to them if they feel that is safer. But just to always be aware. I think most all of the youth that are going to go back to school here, hopefully, fingers crossed in August,
right.
are all going to be very anxious.
Yeah, no, I would totally agree with that. That is the voice of Paula Bug, committee chair from the Tempe Coalition, joining us here. Are you noticing with everything that's going on in the world right now that people are a little bit more open and willing to talk about their own issues, the issues that are happening in the world right now?
I do see that a lot, whether it's in my, I've obviously am back to work 3 weeks now, back into my office where I was working remotely for 2.5 months. And so I'm starting to have more in-person meetings, still respecting the social distancing, but I'm noticing a difference in everyone's temperament, in everyone's transparency, in everyone's openness. Yes, I'm absolutely seeing that. And even in the social media that I keep up with and am responsible for my jobs, I'm noticing a lot more people are coming out, and I'm like, oh, I've known them for 10 or 12 years and I never knew this about them, and they're sharing that now. Because everyone, I think, wants to do something to help. So being honest and allowing others to see maybe your struggles and what you've gone through, and get ideas on how they can maybe get through the same similar struggles. So I am seeing that a lot.
That's interesting. So let's bring it back to the real world right now, where we are today. Obviously, COVID-19 has come and taken the world by storm. We've also had the George Floyd issues that are obviously coming out even more so, which is a great thing. Are you noticing that people, you said it earlier about listening, and are you noticing that people are more willing to listen to other people now?
I would love to believe that.
Okay.
I would love to believe that is what I'm seeing and noticing. I can only speak from my personal experience, which is going to be, you know, my group of friends and family and business associates. So I believe that I do see that. I think it goes back to, I feel the majority of human beings want to help other human beings. And so I think the communication has gotten louder, but definitely more controlled, if that makes sense.
I agree 100%. No, and I think that I'm hearing certain words come out of your mouth that I truly love. And it was listening. It was have compassion, kind of stuff like that. And I only think the way we get better as a world is if we are willing to listen to other people's problems and understand that we're all different. And you know what? I have never had an issue with growing up as a kid where I had to fear for my life from the police, but I have many friends that did have that experience. And if I'm not willing to listen to their message, then I'm blind and I can't be part of the solution. At least that's how I feel personally.
No, I would have to agree with that. I would definitely have to agree with that. And so it's not only maybe this crazy situation that none of us asked to be in.
Right.
Maybe it hasn't only allowed us to be a little more compassionate and aware. And I feel like almost every single individual has had to reprioritize what's important to them, and then focus on that. And I think that in and of itself has calmed most people down from getting caught up in the day-to-day and forgetting the things that really do make the most difference in a good, positive way, and that is being a good listener. You can still have your own beliefs and your own opinions, but as long as you're willing to listen to others. And the fact is, the majority of our, especially going back to youth and their issues or concerns, a lot of them don't have the skills yet to know how to communicate what they're feeling and going through. So just to listen and let them get it out there in whatever format or way they know how and are comfortable with is sometimes all they need, is just someone to actually listen to what they're trying to say.
Yeah, you know, Paula, that was my thing and my question for you. What's the best way to, you know, for just teens and even, you know, teens, you know, that are African-American, Hispanic, Asian, you know, and they're going to feel, you know, when they come back to school, they're going to maybe feel a little anxious, you know, with everything going on. Listening is going to be the best remedy for that, correct?
Absolutely. Listening and then get involved. You know, we do have a lot of different groups, clubs, committees that these youth can go when they, even before they get back to school, they can, through our website, you can go online and you can find that we have a great youth committee. And through that youth committee, it's a very diverse group of young people. And so they can go on there and they can find out how they can get involved in that, because maybe they don't want to belong to a club or a group at school, but maybe they'll belong to one that's kind of off, you know, out of the school organization. And just being around other young people that they can share similar situations or experiences, because some youth are not comfortable maybe or don't know how, don't have the skills on how to express themselves. So just being around others like them is a huge energy lifting, feeling, so that it kind of starts to empower them again that they do have a voice.
Look, I mean, I know you've heard our conversations that we had with Lauren and Hillary in the past from the Tempe Coalition. And, you know, sports were always a huge part of my life growing up as a kid, still today. I'm a tennis coach when I'm not doing the talk radio stuff. I like all the different programs that you guys have. Can you talk a little bit about Tempe Fun Family, some of the different organizations and different events that people can, like some of the alternatives, I guess?
Sure. So Tempe Coalition has a few different initiatives or programs, and we try to always brainstorm and work with others, even outside the Tempe community, so that we can get more even involved in offering, again, youth, educators, parents. We try to offer opportunities for all those different groups so that they all stay connected and talk the same talk, if you will. So we have initiatives that's been around for quite a few years, 21 or Too Young, which is directed at underage drinking awareness and prevention. We have support your kids' interests, so marijuana isn't one of them, which has been around for a while, which the title says exactly what it is. And that's getting parents involved with their kids' interests and helping them discover what their passion might be, what their child's passion might be, whether it's sports, like you mentioned, or any of the arts, or academics, anything, and then trying to support them in that so that they know that there's healthy alternative choices to turning to any kind of an addictive substance to get through a difficult time.
Yeah, I'm noticing the AZ Science Center for teen programs. You have the Kiwanis Recreation Center where people can obviously go. That would be more for the sports type stuff. The Yoga to the People, I love that. I mean, that's awesome. I'm one of those guys. I really like to stretch a lot, and yoga is something that I wish I could do a little bit easier, to be honest with you, because my knees are a little bit bad, but it is something that, I mean, I do like yoga. I like, obviously, going to the gym. Kiwanis is a great place. I love that. That place is awesome. I've played basketball there before. I've played tennis over at Kiwanis. So I like all the different outlets that you guys offer people?
Yes, thank you. We try. Like I said, we brainstorm often so that we can try to find different alternatives, healthy alternatives to offer.
We'd be remiss if we didn't ask you this, since we are a sports show, Paula. Are you into sports at all?
I'm going to tell you, and I'm hoping that you guys love me even more for this.
Okay.
But so I was born and raised in Las Vegas, no professional sports team for 34 years there.
Yes.
And so from 1970, because my dad was a big football lover, so from 1970, I've been a big Pittsburgh Steelers fan, and you can never talk me down from that.
All right, so you got one lover for sure in Mike Wilson, because he's a big Pittsburgh Steelers fan.
Yeah, my wife is a huge Steeler fan, so yeah, you've gained an ally in my family. Good to hear.
Where are you from originally, just out of curiosity?
I was born in Las Vegas.
Okay, so that's where you're from. Las Vegas, born and raised in Las Vegas, huh?
Yeah, 30-something years, and then have been here for, well, if I tell you how many years, then you would know my age. But
you can approximate for us.
20 years.
Okay, good deal. Well, that's awesome. And Arizona's a great place to be. I'm kind of like you. I've been out here now for, like, let's see, 24, 26 years, something along those lines. And you know what? This is now my home. I absolutely love Arizona, and I'm from the great state of Wisconsin, and I'm a huge Green Bay Packer fan. So we can have that rivalry, I guess.
Well, we can. We can, except one son and one daughter are huge Green Bay Packers fans as well. So we're a mixed home. So I support you on that. That's good.
A divided home.
Yeah, exactly. So just out of curiosity, just give us a closing statement from yourself about the Tempe Coalition, trying to help and urge people that, you know, if they're afraid to make that call, if they don't know how to make that call, let them know it's okay for us, Paula.
Well, I would love to. So obviously I do believe humanity overall is born good.
Yes.
I do know that along everyone's life, there's choices, and sometimes those choices can lead you down a road that are difficult. And sometimes you feel like there's maybe no other road that you can gain access to. So the Tempe Coalition offers a very confidential, calm, helpful environment overall. And we have a very diverse group for all of our members. We cover 12 different sectors of what makes up a community. So there's individuals that have a personal or a professional interest, commitment to making Tempe community a healthier, safer place for everyone, with the ultimate goal of making a path for our Tempe youth to live to their full potential or at their full potential. So it just starts with one phone call, one email connection, and it's very confidential, very safe. And again, it will just open doors for every single individual. We offer nothing but assistance through information, education, and resources to help you get on the right path or to continue strong on the path that you chose and maybe lost a little way.
Knowledge is king. Knowledge is power. It's the way we get better. And I love your message. I love the fact that you're telling people to listen, have an open mind, and we enjoyed the conversation. And you know what? Normally I tell you about 10-15 minutes. We did a half hour like it was nothing. So great conversation, Paula.
Hey, thank you all so much. I love your show. Keep up the great work, guys. You're making a difference.
Thank you. You are too. TheTempeCoalition.org. Give them a phone call, 480-858-2300.